Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I know I don't do this in every episode, but in this episode, we will be reading the second quarter of page 7. And we'll get right into it. First word is accentual. A-C-C-E-N-T-U-A-L. Accentual. No, this is not sensual. That's a different word, which we will read in the far future. This is an adjective from 1610 of relating to or characterized by accent, specifically based on accent rather than on quantity or syllabic recurrence, as in accentual poetry. And this is from the Latin accentus. It doesn't give me a definition of that word. Next, we have accentuate. This is a verb circa 1731. Synonyms are accent and emphasize, or also intensify, as in accentuates the feeling of despair. My stomach was growling there again. Accentuation is a noun. This is from the Middle English accentuatus, which is from the, did I say Middle English? That Middle Latin or ML, something Latin. And that is from the verb accentuare, which is from the Latin accentus. Also, doesn't give me a meaning of what it is. Next, we have the word accept. Verb from 14th century, 1A, to receive willingly, as in accept a gift. 1B, to be able or designed to take or hold something applied or added, as in a surface that will not accept ink. Number 2, to give admittance or approval to, as in accept her as one of the group. 3A, to endure without protest or reaction, as in accept poor living conditions. I hope no one has to do that, but I guess sometimes it does have to be done. 3B, to regard as a proper, normal, or inevitable, as in the idea is widely accepted. And I'm just going to throw in my two cents, like climate change. That is widely accepted to be a fact. 3C, to recognize as true. Believe is the synonym, as in refused to accept the explanation. Like some people refuse to accept the fact that climate change is real. 4A, to make a favorable response to, as in accept an offer. 4B, to agree to undertake a responsibility, as in accept a job. 5, to assume an obligation to pay, also to take in payment, as in we don't accept personal checks. How many people still use checks? There's obviously some, but not as many. Number 6, to receive a legislative report officially. And then there's another form, to receive favorably something offered, usually used with the word of, as in a heart more disposed to accept of his. I'll read that again. A heart more disposed to accept of his. That's from Jane Austen. Acceptingly is the adverb, and acceptingness is the noun. The etymology for the word accept is Middle English from Anglo-French acceptare, which is from the Latin acceptare, frequently of accipere, A-C-C-I-P-E-R-E, which means to receive. And that is combining A-D plus capere, which means to take. And there's more information at the word heave. Next we have acceptable, adjective from 14th century. 1, capable or worthy of being accepted, as in no compromise would be acceptable. 2a, synonyms are welcome and pleasing, as in compliments are always acceptable. 2b, barely satisfactory or adequate, as in performances varied from excellent to acceptable. Acceptability is a noun, acceptableness is also a noun, and acceptably is the adverb. Next we have acceptance. This is a noun from 1574. 1. An agreeing, either expressly or by conduct, to the act or offer of another, so that a contract is concluded and the parties become legally bound. 2. The quality or state of being accepted or acceptable. 3. The act of accepting, the fact of being accepted. Approval is a synonym. 4a, the act of accepting a time draft or bill of exchange for payment when due according to the specified terms. 4b, an accepted draft or bill of exchange. 5, acceptation is the synonym, the second definition. Next we have acceptant. This is an adjective from 1851. Willing to accept, that's the definition, and receptive is a synonym. Acceptation, noun from 15th century. 1, the synonym acceptance, especially favorable reception or approval. 2, a generally accepted meaning of a word or understanding of a concept. Next we have accepted, adjective from 15th century, generally approved or used, as in an accepted convention. Acceptedly is the adverb. Next is acceptor, acceptor. Again, this word accept is starting to sound weird to me. Noun from 1585, 1, one that accepts. 2, acceptor. Number 2 is a synonym, acceptor, which is with an O-R at the end, the second definition. Next we have acceptive, adjective from 1596. 1, the synonym acceptable. 2, the synonym receptive. Next is acceptor, with an O-R. This is a noun from 14th century. 1, synonym is acceptor, the first definition. That's what we just read. Number 2, one that accepts an order or a bill of exchange. Number 3, an atom, A-T-O-M, molecule or subatomic particle capable of receiving another entity as an electron, especially to form a compound. And it says compare to the word donor, the 3A definition. And I guess that makes sense. Some sort of like an atom or a molecule is accepting an electron or something like that. And next we have the word access. First form of it, A-C-C-E-S-S. This is a noun from 14th century. 1A, the synonym onset. The second definition of that. 1b, a fit of intense feeling. Synonym is outburst. 2a, permission, liberty, or ability to enter, approach, or pass to and from a place, or to approach or communicate with a person or thing. 2b, freedom or ability to obtain or make use of something. 2c, a way or means of access. 2D, the act or an instance of accessing. 3, an increase by addition, as in a sudden access of wealth. And our second form of the word access, and the last word for today, a verb from 1962, to get at or gain access to. as in accessed the computer by phone. Etymology for the word access is Middle English from Anglo-French and Latin. Anglo-French is access, A-C-C-E-S, which is from the Latin accessus, which means approach, which is from the verb accedere, A-C-C-E-D-E-R-E, which means to approach. And there's more at the word exceed, A-C-C-E-D-E. With that, we will end this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.